Hey, we want to thank Houndstooth Saloon for sponsoring the Hogan Johns Live Podcast. With $6 40s, $5 stadium cups, and $5 bombs, Houndstooth Saloon is the place to go to watch football on Sundays. They're at 3369 North Clark Street in Chicago. Or just check them out at houndstoothchicago.com.
Podcasts. It's like radio, but it's not on the radio. Hogan
Johns. Obviously unacceptable. Starts with me. Just told the guys in there, this is not who we are. I was proud of our defense. I thought they played their ass off.
Rodgers under pressure again. Gets sacked back at the three-yard line. They're showing blitz. Here they come. Rodgers under pressure. They get him.
WGN Radio presents Hogan Johns.
38-yard field goal is good. And reaching up and making the grab. Is Allen Robinson
with WGN's Adam Hogue.
Do you know who I am?
I'm your friend out here, all right? I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you.
And from The Athletic, Adam Johns.
Oh, it's a deep bird.
I feel fantastic.
Oh, so deep.
I feel awesome.
First and goal. Rodgers hangs in the pocket, throwing into a lot of traffic, and it's caught with a touchdown.
Third and 10. Trubisky
to the end zone, and it's going to be picked off. It's Adrian Amos who comes back to haunt his old team.
It is the first game of the year. There's a lot more games left.
Here they are, the Adams.
Go Bears!
Hogan Johns.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow. There's a lot of scenarios that you could have told me before this game in which the Bears would have lost.
Okay.
I mean, I thought it was completely rational to pick the Packers. Obviously, we didn't, but there were arguments to be made. None of them would have involved the offense, to me, looking that bad. As bad as... I'm not going to say as bad as we've seen here in Chicago, because there's been a lot of bad offenses. But I just could not have fathomed under Matt Nagy, Mitch Trubisky, David Montgomery, Tariq Cohen, with all the weapons, that the whole everything we've talked about for months now. 3 points?
Yep. Yep.
Unbelievable.
That was Matt Nagy's worst game as the Bears head coach.
Yes. I wonder, obviously I haven't seen every game of his entire coaching career, but it might be the worst.
Yes.
Ever.
Well, you're going back to KC, but in terms of being the Bears head coach.
Yes. Oh, no question about that. No question about that. Welcome into our Bears Packers postgame show. Packers 10, Bears 3. Obviously, I thought there was going to be more points.
I think everybody did.
But I thought there was going to be more than 13 points in the first quarter.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like there's a long list of apologies I need to make here on this podcast. But what a reality check. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Our post-game reaction up at WGNradio.com/Bears and The Athletic, TheAthletic.com. Find The Athletic app. A lot of good coverage, not just from Adam Johns up there, but Kevin Fishbane, Mark Lazarus, John Greenberg. You have the whole crew here tonight. So check it out there. We got to start with the offense, though. I'm going to start here, because out of all the stats and storylines we can talk about, Tariq Cohen had 0 carries.
It's bad.
Not just like 0 in the second half or 0 in the fourth quarter.
Zilch.
He had
nada.
0 yep. in the entire game.
Bad.
And David Montgomery, who I thought looked good when he touched the ball, had 1 in the second half.
Bad. Bad, bad. Mitch Trubisky attempted 45 passes in a one-score game. One-score game.
And I think he actually dropped back 53 times.
Yes. Not good. Not good. This game got away from Matt Nagy, in a sense. I don't know how you have that type of disparity. I don't know how you can't find some type of rhythm. And I know the offensive line was bad. They were really bad. Holding penalties. They had a 3rd and 40 today, Adam.
Yeah.
A 3rd and 40.
Which actually was a 1st and 40.
Yes.
And then it was 2nd.
There's no play calls for any of those plays.
And then it was 3rd and 40.
just brutal. Even when they start looking good, bad things happened.
Well,
no rhythm, no flow, out of sync the entire game.
And when you talk about Matt Nagy, how'd you put it? Like lost the game, like lost control.
The game got away from him.
He got away from him. I thought the biggest example of that was when he went for it on 4th and 10.
Yes,
which was right after the Bears were moving the football, and Mitch threw, I thought, was a pretty good ball to Allen Robinson down the right sideline on a double move, a bread and butter play, a play that I'd seen many times going back and watching the film from last year, at least that route and that throw. And Tremont Williams made what may have been the play of the game there.
Yeah.
Because he got beat and he managed to recover. And how old is Tremont Williams now? Tremont Williams is
like 45.
36 years old. He recovered and managed to push Allen Robinson out of
bounds. One of the plays of the game.
So you've had this entire frustrating game. You finally looks like you were going to get like within the inside the 5 yard line there on that play, or inside the 10 at least. And then I think they had a penalty right after that. They had the delay of game, I think, right after that, I want to say, which was inexcusable. And it just felt like 4th and 10, after they'd just gotten down there, you add up all the frustration. That seemed like a call that was made out of frustration. You're passing on a 50-yard field goal, which...
51, to be exact.
51, okay. Nagy said that that was beyond the range that Chris Tabor gave him.
How?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's no wind.
The wind didn't seem... I get that the wind can be fluky, different here, swirls around, comes in underneath the video screens, whatever.
I mean, if that's 100% accurate, that means they don't trust Eddie Pinheiro.
Yes.
Which I guess is maybe valid, but here's my biggest problem, though. If you're not going to kick the field goal there, you punt.
Yes.
And I said this to you in the moment.
Yes.
I said, I would have punted the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
You pin them back. Your defense is playing great.
Bizarre.
But to go for it, to actually, that just seemed like it was almost desperate.
Yeah.
Like, just, you're so frustrated.
Like he already sensed the game was getting away from
him. But you just, he was being stubborn. He was being stubborn. He felt like they should have been inside the red zone there. They backed themselves up. It was a stubborn decision,
yes,
is what that was.
Yes. They got served a big plate of humble pie tonight. Look, the defense was fantastic. No regression there, and I don't know if the Packers are going to be very good offensively. They still got Aaron Rodgers. They had one great play today, and that was the difference for them offensively.
Yeah.
One great play. Khalil Mack wasn't on the field. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix is off the field, too. Deion Bush just got lost. Prince Mukamara got beat. Big play. Deep pass. Aaron Rodgers does what he does. But the offense, for everything they've said leading up to this game, 202, yada, 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 the field goal where Mitch is at, they got served a big plate of humble pie today.
What's weird is I felt like early in the game, Nagy was trying too hard to try his new stuff.
Yeah.
And get Cordarrelle Patterson involved. Get David Montgomery. Like, he was almost forcing it.
Yeah.
And yet, the game's over, and you look at the stats, and, like, Adam Shaheen, one catch, two targets.
Anthony Miller wasn't targeted to, the third to last throw of Mitch Trubisky in the game.
Yes. And that, I was thinking that was the ankle, but, like, even Taylor Gabriel wasn't really involved until the second half.
So Dan Durkin brought this up. If Anthony Miller is really hobbled,
yeah,
then why is he on kickoff?
That's a good point. Yeah. Then that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Why was Taylor Gabriel finally targeted in the fourth quarter?
And we don't get the play counts until the morning, but I don't feel like he was on the field that much.
Who?
Anthony Miller.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even just a matter of...
Javon Wims was out there more, it felt like. Patterson was out there more, it felt like.
And I guess my point is, for as much as it felt like earlier they were trying to get the ball to Patterson, trying to get the ball to Montgomery, I mean, Montgomery finished with 6 carries.
Yeah.
He finished with 1 target and 1 catch, and it was a nice catch. And Patterson was targeted 3 times, and he was given that carry on 3rd and 1. Nothing here makes sense. Like, it just doesn't add up.
Even the script, you mentioned the earlier stuff about running their new stuff. The scripted stuff seemed nonsensical.
Yeah, it just seemed like they were... Yeah, I mean...
At some point, you just have to play a little bit of football, right?
It seemed like Matt thought he was going to caught them off guard with all this stuff, and none of it worked.
No. No.
None of it worked. And we got to talk about the quarterback. I don't think the quarterback was given a fair shake tonight. I don't think his coach helped him. I don't think his offensive line helped him. But he didn't play well.
No.
He did not play well. He did not look good. He missed throws high. He didn't look comfortable. The delay of games. I mean, there was
some of that's on Nagy. He like Matt Nagy said afterward that he was willing to accept a delay of game penalty. He could call the timeout too. Help your young quarterback. I get that Trubisky has to
be
aware.
In that position.
Yes, but he said there was a personnel.
That's the kind of stuff
problem.
In year three. That's
yes.
That just it can't happen. Do you see this Tremont Williams quote from our guy Matt Schneidman, who was on our podcast the other day from The Athletic?
What do you got?
Tremont Williams on Mitch Trubisky. Quote, we wanted to make Mitch play quarterback. We knew they had a lot of weapons. We knew they were dangerous. We knew all of those things. But we knew if we could make Mitch play quarterback, that we'd have a chance.
We played quarterback, just not very well.
Oh, that's an indictment.
Yeah.
That's we'll get
so that's going to be getting tweeted galore.
Yeah,
I bet.
I already retweeted it. Whoops. We'll hear from Nagy and Trubisky here in a moment, but I do want to bring up one talking point because I was asked this coming out of the locker room by Kevin Powell, who is also here tonight for WGN Radio, and he said, "I kind of still think last year's Week One loss was worse, blowing the 20-0 lead."
No, this is worse.
And I immediately objected. That may have been more of a crushing defeat, like in the moment.
Yes.
You know, like, because you blew a big lead. But you and I still remember doing that postgame show that night last year at Lambeau. Like, I felt like a lot of our thoughts about the team coming into the season were validated.
Yeah.
In that game. Even though they lost. Like, oh, Nagy can coach. Oh, he's a good offensive mind. They did a lot of good things here. Defense was really good. All those things, those boxes were still checked even though they blew a lead and lost. Tonight was concerning. At least on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know how else to explain it. I never would have thought that they would have come in here and looked like they regressed that much on offense. Not with the new weapons, not with Mitch going into
now,
the following.
I think we always have to preface this in saying this is just one game. There's 15 more of these.
But isn't... Yes, I understand. But that's why I thought last year you could get over that loss.
Yes, yes.
Because you still look pretty good doing it.
Yes.
They look completely inept offensively
tonight.
Yes, they did. Now...
They looked outmatched by a Green Bay defense. They had, what, 5, 6, 7 new starters?
And maybe that's the thing. Maybe we underestimated this defense. I mean, all week long I said, I think they're good. I don't think they're great. Maybe they are great.
We don't know that.
We don't know
that
yet.
One.
The Bears better hope they're great.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how else to explain what happened tonight.
Well, I think the tendency in football coverage is always to... I'm going to go back to my old friend John Fox, right? Crisis or Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much at stake in these games. We saw last year how seasons can turn after week one losses. But you're right in saying, to use your word, crush. This was a crushing defeat. The optimism is 100% on the other side of the ball. Defense.
But at least you had that.
Yes, yes.
Although,
you know what? I know you want to grasp for any positives offensively.
I know.
Like, you know,
there are none.
Like, with all due respect to what Allen Robinson did tonight, he can't be... Like, Mitch Trubisky would eye him down way too much.
Yeah, 13 targets,
yes,
7 catches.
Yes, yes. The disparity in spreading the ball around, spreading the wealth, is tough to swallow, too.
But here's the thing. I mean, Matt Nagy's always talking about tendencies, right? Is Tariq Cohen a wide receiver or is he a running back?
Well, one after tonight, you would
because
say
if you're not
a wide receiver.
If you're not going to give him a carry, then every time you put him in the backfield, they're going to know you're not running the ball.
Yeah.
He doesn't get a carry, but he gets 10 targets and 8 catches. So that's my thing. Is he a wide receiver or is he a running back? I mean, that's that disparity right there with just one player is hard to explain. So, I don't know. I think I think there's some giant red flags. I mean, I still don't know how to explain it, though. I mean, it, like, big picture-wise, this offense has to be better than this. I don't know how...
No, they have to
just
be.
Just based off of what we saw last year, I don't know how they could have all gotten worse.
Yes.
Why was the offensive line so bad?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it just because Cody Whitehair and
we
James
saw Tariq Cohen drop a couple passes? Out of sorts. I don't know if uncharacteristic is the right word to use. Was it Trubisky or Nagy who used that word? Because I think this offense needs to prove what they are, but it's when there's so much bad to go around, I know you need your quarterback to pull you out of this, but sometimes you need your head coach to help him.
Yes.
Especially if he's the play caller.
Well, and this was a full team, not full team, but full offensive team disaster, I thought. Like, everyone had a problem with the play call to Cordarrelle Patterson on 3rd-and-1, where they lined him up and handed him the ball. I'll agree. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
That's one I would...
You're talking about the Patterson 3-and-1?
Yeah, I would... Well, hang on. Let me finish. Because I would chalk that up as like, yeah, you're trying a little too hard there. But at the same time, James Daniels completely whiffed on his block.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
And so it's not just the play call. It's the execution, too.
And I'll tell you one thing. Kevin Fishbane turns to me at that play. He goes, we all know Patterson's getting the ball, right? I'm like, yes, we saw this in camp.
Yeah.
We saw this in camp. And look, we... Whatever the
Packers. But the Packers didn't see it.
Yeah, but come on.
But they still knew it was coming.
Come on. Maybe they saw a tell or whatnot. Yeah. But to me, it was obvious. When it's obvious to us in the press box what's happening on the play call, you know these scouts with their advanced research, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
We all knew Cordarrelle Patterson was getting the ball in that situation.
Yeah.
Not good. And yes, James Daniels did a full-on ole and just he was on the ground. His assignment was in the backfield.
Kenny Clark went right by him.
Yes. Ole.
So, I mean, that's what I'm talking... I mean, that play...
It was not a good night for the young
center. I don't like the play call. I don't like the execution. And the Packers player was good.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the Packers... Let's think. The Packers defense played very well.
Yeah.
They deserve credit. And we question if Adrian Amos could get an interception.
Yeah.
He did.
Perfect finish.
I know. Well, so does Bryce Callahan? Callahan get the pick next week?
Oh boy! You know, I do think I don't know who the cornerback was. There may have been a little box out there on Allen Robinson.
Yeah,
if you watch that play.
But yeah. At the end of the play, I saw three Packers around Allen Robinson.
Yes, threw in the triple coverage. But this goes back. You know, Adrian Amos just read Mitch Trubisky all the way. He will know what Mitch is capable of and what he likes in those certain situations.
Yeah.
Bad throw, bad play, bad day, bad night.
That play happened at 1:58 on the clock. But didn't it start before? Was that the 2-minute drill or was it...
Well, they moved the ball down the field pretty well.
But you're referencing...
No, the
interception... You said there was a box out.
The interception play.
And Trubisky mentioned something like that, too.
Yes.
Do you know where I'm going here? Because if that play happened, 2:03, challenge the play.
Yep.
Challenge it. If you thought that there was a pass interference there, challenge it.
Just another example how this game got away from me.
So then that wasn't coached well either. If that's what they're all saying after the game and you're saying you saw it, there's a new rule. You can challenge
it. Yes,
yes. Challenge for PI.
We saw Matt LaFleur do one, which was a bad challenge, by the way. So if I'm ranking...
But in that moment, you have nothing to lose.
Yes. Except the game.
Well, I guess you need your timeout.
Yes. Yeah, well, come on. Come on. You know, would you rather have the reverse interception or it just, you know, for a guy who takes risks, you know, this game just seemed to be very anti-Nagy. It took them too long to get aggressive. When they got aggressive, they kicked themselves in the shin. They you know, the penalties came. You know, so if I'm ranking the reasons the Bears lost tonight, all right, to me, it's Nagy. The game plan just didn't work, and they did not adjust well. Yes, the players still have to play, but sometimes these play calls were just bad sometimes.
Yeah.
Trubisky needs to be better. He's number two. Then Aaron Rodgers made one great throw the entire game. One.
That's kind of what's concerning here. I mean, did this Packers team walk out of Soldier Field tonight looking like they're a clear-cut favorite in the NFC North?
No.
I don't feel that way.
No.
And yet you played that bad against them.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird one. Week ones could be weird sometimes, though. We saw that last year.
Yeah, we talked about it the other night. The Saints lost to the Bucs.
That's true.
And they looked really bad in that game.
Yes, that's true.
And that was certainly an outlier with the way the rest of the season went.
Yes, so they got plenty of time to figure it out. But the humble pie, maybe the humble pie is good for them.
Yeah.
They're going to have to prove it against good old Vic Fangio.
Although, if I'm remembering that game right, that Saints-Bucks game, not to keep harping on it, wasn't it like in the 40s for both teams? I want to say the problem was that the Saints couldn't stop the
Bucks.
Yes,
yeah.
It's not like Drew Brees was out there looking that bad.
Yes. The Bears offense was pathetic today.
At what point do you get concerned about Trubisky?
I think he's actually fortunate that the next game is on the road.
Yeah.
If this game...
I don't know if he's fortunate that it's against Vic Fangio.
I know what you're saying, but just hear me out on this point. How many times was the offense booed tonight? 5, 6?
A lot.
And they got louder with every boo.
Yeah.
You know, if this game was next week, if they were hosting the Broncos and Vic Fangio does something similar like Mike Pettine, I mean, I don't know if he could recover from it. I really don't. The boos would be emphatic.
I'm going to pull an audible here. I was going to play Nagy first, but since you're kind of on this topic, let's hear from Mitch here, who to me was as down and disappointed as I've ever seen him.
Yeah. He left this is my lead of my story. He left this suit in his locker.
Yeah.
Have you seen that before?
Yeah, I was thinking about that during the press conference, that he was just up there in sweats.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't remember this happening before.
No.
Except for when he had the Ditka outfit the one time.
And the Christmas lights, but that's different.
Yes.
Yes.
And here, just listen to him here. Hear the tone of his voice. He was down.
Mitch, how do you feel like you played?
Not that good. Definitely left a lot of plays out there. Just myself and as an offense, we really couldn't find a rhythm there. Struggle on third down, obviously, that was apparent. So we got to be better on first and second down. So to stay in manageable situations on third down, I feel like I made some good throws here and there, made good decisions for the most part. But I think it was just sloppy by myself and as an offense as a whole, just going through all our procedures, and it was just tough. We couldn't find a rhythm. So it's really frustrating because it's very uncharacteristic of this offense, especially the way we've been practicing. But the type of guys we got in there, obviously we had our defense, special teams battled all night to keep us in it. So we just got to continue to pull together, look within ourselves and find answers to make sure we're not feeling like this again. But I definitely feel like I let a lot of my teammates down and the fans down, but with the way I played, and I definitely feel like I could have done better.
The anticipation of expectations you had for yourself, how much of a letdown is this, and how do you just kind of put this in the past?
I didn't really buy into all the hype and hoopla surrounding the game, just kicking the season off. I really tried to look at it just like it was the first game of the season, and we still got a bunch more to go. But when you allow yourself to just buy into that and make it more than it is, you just don't perform the way you wanted to. And I don't think the environment and all the hype leading up to it is why we played the way that we did, or the way I did. It's just kind of, we just didn't do what we need to do tonight. So I just need to do my job and come back, look at this film, be critical of myself, which I will, and just make sure we're better.
It just felt like you guys were...
Does this have anything to do with you playing 3 snaps in the preseason and not taking a hit since January? Does that contribute to this at all?
I know you guys are going to try to draw like comparisons like that, and... I wish I could have said this before. The snaps in the preseason has nothing to do with the way like we execute or the sloppiness was tonight, because it was just like we weren't doing that in practice. We were smooth in practice. It was crisp, getting in and out of the huddle, getting calls in, and just everyone doing their job and executing our plays. So it just seemed a little scattered tonight with all our personnels and just trying to find a rhythm and trying to find our identity on offense. And we just put ourselves in bad situations. situations and shot ourselves in the foot. So you could maybe attribute it to that, but I think that's kind of a stretch. It's just we were uncharacteristic of who we usually are tonight as an offense, and I think we just need to do our job, but we just couldn't find a rhythm. And I don't think it's because we didn't play in the preseason, because we were rolling in practice, and it just didn't translate the week of practice we had to the game. And we're going to look at the film and try to find out why and make sure it doesn't happen again.
It just seemed like you hit an offensive rhythm before the interception in the end zone. What happened on that last play there?
Yeah, that was a frustrating one. I wish I would have had that one back. It felt really good when it left my hand, and I thought I put it in a good spot for A-Rob. Didn't keep my eyes on the safety long enough, and it looked like there was a little contact there, and maybe I should have went in a different spot, but we kind of were in our stuff rolling there, and that's one where I just got to protect the ball and try to find the completion and to allow us to stay on the field. But that's one of the tough ones that I'm just going to have to look at on film, see what actually happened, and see if it was what I saw on the field at the time, and just make a better decision next time and come back. And I can't put my team in a position like that. It's very frustrating. You don't want that stuff to happen.
Mitch, what were the Packers doing in the secondary tonight to make things tough on you guys?
Yeah, they were doing a bunch of different stuff. They do a great job mixing it up, and I think they did really well on first and second down to keep us in tough third down situations. And obviously Coach Penn, he's really good on third down. He gurus it up and has a bunch of different coverages, overload pressures and stuff that gave us trouble up front and in the back end tonight. So they just do a great job creating a lot of chaos, which makes it hard on the offense. So we just got to go back, continue to do our jobs and find ways to get in third manageable, and so we could just stay on the field and stay rolling. But you got to credit those guys. I think they played really well, and Coach Penn put them in a good spot to just make more plays than we did tonight.
Disappointing you guys couldn't get the run game going at all. He may have put a lot of pressure on you, obviously.
Yeah, we definitely want to get the run game going a lot more. I think when this offense is at its best, it's a balanced attack with the run game and the pass game, and we just didn't do a good enough job to get in a rhythm, and we had to lean more on the pass, which made it easier on the defense because they know what's coming. So we're just, when this offense is at its best, it's balanced, it's running, it's passing, and we're definitely getting the run game going. So I think that's something we'll look at. I still got to watch the film and see exactly what happened, but I mean, we got three great running backs. We definitely need to get them going to get the ball in their hands, and we got a bunch of playmakers, and it's frustrating when we have all these playmakers and you just feel like you left a lot of plays out there with not getting the ball in these guys' hands.
Mitch, when you got to third and one a couple of times, weren't able to convert. I know you were good at some, but
yeah.
Your early analysis?
Yeah, I know one of them was on me specifically. I'm just trying to do too much with the pull. It should have just been an easy hand and ride the wave and convert on that, the one I pulled, and I kind of looked like I was going to have a throw with the RPO. So I know that one was on me, and I can't exactly remember the other couple ones. I think just maybe missed assignments. Going to have to go back and watch the film. But, yeah, just uncharacteristic. When we get in those third and ones, I feel like as an offense and the confidence I have in these guys, it should almost be automatic being third and one. But you got to give them credit. They made the plays we didn't. And like one of those, it would just be like a missed assignment. And then me doing too much, not doing my job, just handing the ball off. So just got to look at ourselves, be critical when we get back to this film. And next time we get in those situations, it's got to be automatic. It's got to be third down. Don't do too much. Do your job. Just hand it off. Let's get the first down and keep things rolling. So it's very frustrating.
How do you think you threw the ball today?
I felt like it was coming out of my hand really well. I felt like I was seeing the defense pretty well for the most part, and I was put into spots where guys can make plays. But overall, it just wasn't good enough, and it wasn't enough for my team to win. So I think we just got to be better as a team. I got to be better and look at myself and watch this film and make sure I come back and improve from it.
Thanks, Mitch.
There was a moment in there, Adam Johns. I almost thought he was, like, tearing up.
Oh, his voice cracked.
Yes. And not tearing up, but, like, he kind of wanted to. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I mean, it was just me sitting there looking at...
And I'm glad he didn't.
Oh, I know. That would have been bad.
Yes.
I was, like, honestly sitting there, like, hold it together, dude.
So, but that... Just again, him to me, seeing him walk up without his suit on, and like you said, you could hear the expressions in his voice, the emotions in his voice. You used the word crushing?
Yeah.
That's part of it.
That's why I don't buy when he said in there that, you know, he didn't let
the hype and the hoopla. Yes. It's prevalent with this team.
Yeah.
It's part of this team now. The hype and hoopla is part of this team.
But this gets back to what we were talking about before we played Trubisky there. I think part of my concern here is it's not just what was said in the offseason. It's that everyone involved in this thing believed it. That Mitch made those throws in the fourth quarter against the Eagles and was making those strides. And you go into the offseason, and this whole idea that he understands the offense, he's ready to go, put it all together on the field, and not only did it not look like progress was made, but the entire thing looked like regression.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I'm not going to sit here and pin it all on Mitch, because we keep talking. I don't think his coach helped him. I don't think his offensive line helped him. A lot of situations tonight did not help him. But you're still looking for a guy in his third year to take charge and help fix that problem and to make a big throw in a big spot. To, with all these penalties, you know how discouraging it was then to see him have a delay a game multiple times in those spots? Like, that's where it just kept going downhill, and no one can stop it, and great quarterbacks stop it.
Yes. Yes. If the game got away from Mitch Trubisky, it got away from Matt Nagy. If Mitch Trubisky was bad, Matt Nagy was worse.
I agree. I think that's all accurate.
Was not a good night.
I guess the question now is it an aberration or...
Well, they're going to have to prove it.
Is this a problem?
We don't have anything to hold it to.
It's not good that you have to play the Broncos next week.
No, it is not. It is not.
Like, I'd almost rather have the home game against the Saints next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because at least their defense isn't as good. Denver never loses at home in September. Yeah. Now, though, I will say their offense isn't good.
Right. Yeah. Look, I know one thing. Every Trubisky critic has a lot of fuel for the fire.
I know.
Right now. They could just pour that gasoline on. I don't know if Mitch is 0 dark 10 yet, but he should be right now.
Yeah. And you and I, but for you and we don't have any water right now.
No.
Put out.
No, there's no reason to put it out.
It's up to him.
Let it burn.
It's up to the Bears.
Yeah.
This is in their hands. They got to prove it. And tonight was not good. It was not good. Let's hear from Matt Nagy, too, before we get out of here. To his credit, he did take a lot of the ownership for what happened tonight. You'll hear that here. Here's Matt.
It's terrible. Yeah, absolutely terrible. And again, it's unacceptable. There's no excuses. Every fan that showed up from Chicago today, that was a Chicago Bears fan, they should be upset. And because that's not who we are. We're better than that. And like I said, it starts with me. So I told the guys that we didn't have that all year last year. You know, and so is it a preseason thing? No, it's not a preseason thing. Our defense just did. They played pretty well today, not playing in the preseason. But what it comes down to is just us needing to be better. And if there's one thing that I feel like is one of my strengths, it's being able to accept this kind of stuff and then try to do everything you can to fix it. You man up. You talk to, your players. You get input. You talk to your coaches and you demand better. And that's what we need to do.
Why is the 51-yard field goal considered too far for a kicker who said to have a big leg?
He does have a big leg. It's. I don't think the number matters as much as it is really from – I'm just putting trust into what our special teams coaches are saying. You know, and so if they feel like at one end it's different than the other, that's just what he told me, and we have to stick by it. If we start breaking it and start reaching and we go out there and he kicks a 51-yarder and misses it, and now they get the ball at that spot, it just breaks our rules, you know. So I have trust in him making. I mean, he's made multiple, you know, kicks past that. I agree with you, but there's certain situations, whatever it is, whether it's the wind or whatever, that Taves gives me that number, and I go with that.
Why was there the lack of an offensive rhythm much of the night?
I think it was a combination of what they did on defense, and then just us. we were, I think early on in the game, it felt the first couple first downs, we got a nice chunk on first down, and then we would get first and 10, and it was second and 9, second and 8, then it's third. And you live in third down against this defense. If you go back and look at the numbers, this defense is one of the, meaning Green Bay, is one of the best defenses on third in that medium range in the NFL. They're good at it. So we can't get in those situations, and we got in them.
How do you think Mitch saw the field tonight?
I think he saw it okay, you know, but that's not, again, it's, I didn't help him at all. I didn't help him. I gotta help him. And then we got to get the run game going. That's 15 rushes and 65 plays. You're down 7-3. But that's something that we're going to, as a staff, we're going to get back together and we're going to figure out, okay, you know, what are we doing as coaches and how can we get better to help these kids out?
So, Matt, those lack of rushes, is that just what they were giving you, or is it just the flow of the game?
I think it was flow of the game. We just couldn't get in a rhythm. It's as simple as that. And then you have a big play. I think we had that play to Montgomery down the seam, and then it happened, you know. And then we have the miscommunication, the personnel, and then it's just like, here we go again. We had a 3rd and 40 at one point. You know, I don't have a play call for 3rd and 40. So, you know, now you're just trying to flip the field and do whatever you can.
Matt, you said before the game, or you said this week, that you weren't worried about rust. And you're saying,
yeah,
offensively, there was no rust? Or did not playing in the preseason have anything to do with it?
I really don't believe that. I don't. I'm sticking with my gut. I really feel that. I really do. I know what our guys can do. And again, I want to make sure. I don't think. I look back. I'll watch the tape and I'll see that. And there's times throughout the game where I know I'm going to be upset because I know we as an offense are better than that, right? But I think I can be better too.
Matt, you've talked so much about Mitch being advanced in the offense and the type of questions he asks you. And did you see his experience coming out tonight at times?
There was times where it did. Yeah. Yeah. There's times and he's seeing things again. They disguise well. They do different things, and that's what defenses do. So, but we just gotta get in a better rhythm, whether that's personnel wise, whether that's you know, stacking completions, getting the run game going different ways. But we gotta go back to the drawing board. And I'm in zero panic mode. I'm in a frustration mode because I just feel like I know we're better now. We practiced. We had a great week of practice. And this breaks my rule of a good week of practice and normally success. Didn't happen tonight. So, again, you have high character, good people. You figure out what the heck went wrong. You watch it on tape. And then what you got to do is, see, we don't hold on to this stuff. So just like last year, we lost the first game of the year. We came into work and we forget. You move on. See, losers hold on to that stuff. That's not what we are.
From a personnel standpoint, what do you feel you got out of Montgomery today?
Well, it was, again, when he had his touches, which was, I think was 6 of them, you know, I thought he did well. He had that nice catch down the sideline. So it's hard for me because I want to watch the tape and truly see, again, all three of those guys. It's that part is new to us a little bit. And so we got to make sure that, again, we figure out how to get that thing right. And luckily, it is the first game of the year.
Matt, when things are disjointed and everybody can kind of feel it.
Yeah.
How can the quarterback himself pull you out of that? In sort of, in other words, what do you look for Mitch to do for you guys in a situation like that where it's just not going?
Just staying positive, not getting frustrated. It's so easy in that position to get frustrated and get angry and try to figure out, like, here we go again. And I thought that, to his credit, even versus last year, our first time together, this year he never came off the sideline like totally in a mode where it's the next possession. And to credit to our defense, it was a 4-point game for the longest time. And I just kept feeling like, man, we get that ball back. We just get one touchdown, get that one score, we go up 10-3, 10-7, and now we go. But we just never found that. And it's super, super frustrating. And I don't have anything else for you other than it's my job to make sure that I get our coaches better and I get our players better and I get myself better.
Matt, a little bit of rhythm there at the end when you went a little bit more tempo.
Yeah.
Well, Is that something you go to early in the game next time? Do you trust Mitch to get to that early?
Yeah, you could. And we have that. You know, we've done that before. I think it's all predicated on what you believe you can do. And usually when you're in a rut and there's no rhythm, that's the first thing you default to is tempo. We tried to get into it and try to run around a little bit and get into it, and we just never found that rhythm, never. And I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of plays inside the 20. I don't think, not that I remember.
Yeah. Why was Deion Bush in the game there? You guys had him in for the possession and the long ball, the touchdown.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll have to look. Go ahead.
We talked about this last year all the time, that every game, at least in the outside world, seemed to be a referendum on the quarterback. What do you say to those fans who were out there today and saw?
Yeah, well, it comes with the territory at that position. The head coach and the quarterback, it's our job to understand that when you win, you usually get all the credit. When you lose, you get that too. That's okay. It's fine. We'll work. We'll talk together. We'll figure out the why part. I have zero concern. I just know the expectations of knowing that we can be better than what we showed tonight. And like I said to our fans, they have every right to boo, every right to boo. So we get it. The way they showed up tonight and how crazy rowdy they were and how supportive they were of our team, I'm glad our defense stepped up. I thought our defense. I don't want to take away from what our defense did. And Coach Pagano and the way he got his guys ready against that offense, who no one knew what they were going to do. Those guys stepped up tonight. They had one or two big plays. They had a long throw, and then they had a pass interference. But for the most part, our defense played pretty well. I'll take that part away from it if I can find some positive. But again, going back to the fans, they deserve better. And that's what we need to do.
As a coach of the team with such high expectations and coming out of this, do you present this to them as an aberration or something that's a reality check and maybe some humility that was necessary?
To the team?
Yeah.
No, it's there's humility there just for the fact that I know that our guys, we feel really good. We felt good going into it. I don't know what the exact word is for it other than that. What you can't do and what you can't fall into the trap of is all of a sudden making this seem like it was a Super Bowl and we just lost a Super Bowl. We didn't lose a Super Bowl. We lost the first game of the regular season. Now, all the other stuff I get, and I'm with you, and that's going to be made clear to everybody, that it does matter. That's not what I'm – but we just need to make sure that we pull back and understand, okay, we're 0-1. We were 0-1 last year. Let's go ahead and figure out how we rally together.
How much was Trey Burton missed in this offense tonight?
How much what?
Was Burton missed in the offense tonight?
It would have been nice to have him, but that's not any reason why we played the way we played on offense. You know, Trey's a great player, and he understands him and Mitch have good timing. We put him out there to see where exactly he's at, and we just felt like it was close, but we felt like he wasn't the right time. So I think with Trey, you get a little bit of experience, you know, at that position, and so personnel-wise, it gives you a little bit of flexibility.
Do you expect him next week?
I hope so. Yeah, I don't want to say yes or no either way, but I do feel like he was really close today. So we'll just see. We'll see how the week of practice goes with him, and hopefully he can. Thank you.
Thanks, man. I'd like to think that Trey Burton isn't that important to this offense. I get the similarities between this game and the Eagles game, just for how out of sync things looked. But at least Trubisky made big plays and had a passer rating over 100 in the second half of the Eagles.
They had solutions in that game.
Yes, this game just felt wrong from the beginning for the Bears.
And where was Adam Shaheen?
He was getting run over by Kyle Long.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I'll give Kyle credit because I was sitting there thinking the same thing. Pick the ball up.
Yeah, yeah. That was scary.
But you also don't need a giant 300-pound man coming in and diving at Adam Shaheen's legs.
That was scary for a guy who's had major injuries and you're going to need this year. But that, like, again,
the way this game was going, I thought he was hurt.
Oh, man.
I thought he was hurt and had an
injury.
He
came off the field.
Did he ever come back in?
I don't know. Look, just in terms of, again, he's another guy. Where was he in the game plan? You know, you had to have contingency plan. I know they put Trey Burton through a big workout before the game, but you need him. You need backup plans. We talked about them having backup plans.
Apparently, Trey Burton...
They didn't have answers.
Apparently, he is that important.
Yes.
I don't think he should be that important.
If that's true, that's a problem.
Well, that might be one of the problems,
yeah,
though.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
But Nagy at least did sound optimistic that he'd play in Denver. Is Akeem Hicks okay?
Yeah, that's another thing we should talk about. There was a lot of weird defensive rotations going on.
Yes, and there was like one series where Hicks sat out the entire series until third down.
So like on the Aaron Rodgers bomb, Khalil Mack wasn't on that field for that play or the play after that. And then when Mack came back on the field, Leonard Floyd left the field. Two plays later, touchdown.
Yeah.
I get that you want to spell guys, but you did all this extra conditioning after practices with your starters. They were pretty well rested, too. I don't get it. I don't get it. Puzzling things by the Bears coaching staff. Now, all that said, good game for Chuck Pagano. But, yeah, odd. It's just funny how Aaron Rodgers is able to take advantage of a situation like that.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting week at Halas Hall. And they're going to have the weekend off.
Yeah. Boy, is it. Like. Yes. Yes.
So Nagy will talk tomorrow, as far as we know, unless they've changed schedules or anything like that. And then, you know, maybe it's not a bad thing. I think everyone can kind of use some time off here to regroup and figure out what the heck happened tonight, because it's really, really hard to explain. And, yeah. See if they can get it back together against the Broncos next week.
Yeah. Yeah. No one, even the harshest Trubisky critics, I don't think they even foresaw something this bad.
I know. That's what's, yeah. You kind of felt it early on in the game. All of a sudden, a couple tweets would pop up like, oh, man, Mitch, you know. It was kind of the same.
But then he started making some throws. The one down the left sideline, that Allen Robinson. Yeah. You know,
it's a good ball.
Anthony or David Montgomery down the same, and then there's penalties.
And I know it's not fair to compare him to Aaron Rodgers, though. But Aaron, for a game in which they only had 7 points, he made some incredible throws in this game.
Yeah,
like
to me, there's only one, but I know he had that one that was a broken down play turned into like a Brett Favre like pitch.
I think that actually was a design play.
You think so?
If you go back and watch it. Because if the offensive lineman goes
out there,
like it was
you
a
think
screen.
Like it was a screen and Aaron Rodgers had to escape and it turned. Okay, I know what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. The deep pass, their big play of the night.
Yeah.
The ball's on the money, like 40 yards downfield. Yeah. Then he had the one that Buster Screen broke up on Davante Adams on the right sideline, the near sideline for us. That ball was right where it should have been. It was an incredible pass.
It's Aaron Rodgers, man.
I know. And it's not fair to compare Mitch to Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, there's
but
a
you
lot...
You draft the guy second overall.
I know. There's a lot of people that say it is fair.
Yes. No, it's fair.
Because you...
It's absolutely fair.
You drafted him second overall.
Yeah.
And it's year three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Just some of those passes, too. Like, they're just... They flutter. They're like wobbly.
Yeah, well, yeah, just in terms of...
The way it comes out of his hand tonight.
Well, Rodgers pops. He pops like... There's no quarterback playing right now. Like, Drew Brees flutters a little bit. But in terms of pop, like even... I don't even think Patrick Mahomes has the similar pop that... At least not yet. The consistent pop and placement on passes that Aaron Rodgers has.
Yeah. All right, we should get out of here. Tough one tonight for the Bears. Not completely unexpected that they lost. To me, though, completely unexpected that the offense looked that bad.
Yes.
I am stunned by it. I really am. I have no answers. Not going to jump the ship. I think you need a lot more sample size than one game. But, poof, that's a... It certainly makes you doubt 13-3 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Who did that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Look... 15 more of these left.
Yes. Long season.
Long season.
Long season. All right. We'll be here for it all. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hoge, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Read us at WGNRadio.com/Bears, theathletic.com. It's all on your Athletic app. We are also taking off the weekend. Well, tomorrow we got Nagy, but our next episode will be Tuesday.
The Athletic only.
The Athletic only for Athletic subscribers. Seems like most people are on board, though.
Yeah, come on.
Some positive feedback for that. So Tuesday on The Athletic and your Athletic app. We'll talk to you then. Whew. Can the Bears get back on track? Vic Fangio, Bryce Callahan await. Owen Von Miller and Bradley Chubb, too.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that makes you feel a little better.
Yes, it does.
We'll talk to you next week.